Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Parktown Medical Center. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Joe Chang. I just received a bill for my visit on October 10th in the mail today, but I'm sure I already paid it. I think there's been a mistake.
Just a minute, Mr. Chang. Okay, yes, our records do say paid. I'm sorry. Our office installed new software last month, and we've been having some technical difficulties.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks for letting me know.
Number 32. Where does the woman work? Number 33. Why is the man calling? Number 34. According to the woman, what happened last month? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jiwa. The restaurant is catering a wedding next Saturday. Are you available to work?
Yes, I am. Do you need someone to make the desserts?
Well, I actually need someone to make the wedding cake. I know you're really skilled at baking and decorating cakes, so we could really use your help.
Sure, I'd be glad to do it.
Great, thanks. And here's the order form so you can see what kind of cake bride and groom requested.
Number 35. What is happening next weekend? Number 36. What is the woman's specialty? Number 37. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Potter, my name is Aki Kimura. I manage the Pine Street Apartments, and I'm calling to see whether you've made a decision about renting the unit I showed you last week.
Actually, I'm still thinking about it. I really like the updated kitchen. Plus, it's close to my work, but the apartment isn't very big. I have a lot of furniture, and I don't think all of it will fit in that apartment.
Well, that unit is the smallest one we have, because the maintenance room is right next to it. But if you're still interested in it, I'd be willing to reduce the rent for you.
Number 38. Who is the woman? Number 39. What problem does the man mention? Number 40. What does the woman offer to do for the man? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Evelyn, I know you just started working at Star Botanical Gardens. Have you given any tours of the grounds yet?
Not yet, but I just received my tour leader certificate yesterday. Would you like me to lead a tour of the gardens today?
Yes, if you don't mind. A group just came in, and I have an important meeting to go to.
Of course. I'll go meet them now and start the tour. I'm looking forward to leading my first group through the gardens.
Number 41. Where do the speakers work? Number 42. What did the woman recently do? Number 43. What will the woman do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Monica. I just wanted to let you know I'm about to leave for the trade show.
Sounds good. I'll help you load the product samples into your car.
It's just one small bag.
Oh, okay. You're not leaving right now, though, are you? I thought the show didn't start until 3 o'clock.
You're right. But I worry that the traffic on the highway will be really bad, so I thought I'd give myself extra time.
Number 44. Where is the man going? Number 45. What does the man mean when he says,
"It's just one small bag"?
Number 46. Why is the man leaving early? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Crestview Cafe. Do you have a reservation?
We don't, but we'd like a table for two.
We're very busy right now. It'll be at least a half hour before I can seat you.
That's not going to work, is it, Jack? Isn't our building being inspected at 2 o'clock?
Right. We need to be there when the inspector arrives.
Let's just eat somewhere else, then. There's that Italian place nearby.
That's fine with me, but we should call first to reserve a table. We don't want to run into the same problem there.
Number 47. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 48. What will begin at 2 o'clock? Number 49. Why do the men decide to call a business? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Brian, the autumn casual wear collection is going to be featured in next month's magazine issue. Have you thought about which photographer we should use for the photo shoot?
Can't we use Nancy Chi? She's our magazine's best in-house photographer.
I think she's going to be out of the country. We're going to have to use one of the other photographers on staff.
How about Julian Miller? Nancy's worked with him a lot. I could ask her if Julian can handle this assignment.
Number 50. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 51. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 52. What does the man offer to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Elaine. The bank's been really busy today. A bunch of the customer service reps are going to dinner tonight after we finish closing. Do you want to join us?
I'll probably have to work late tonight.
That's too bad. We'll miss you. Why do you have to work late?
I still have to finish that summary. You know, the summary of the bank's quarterly earnings. The regional manager is coming by in the morning, and she'll want to review it right away.
Number 53. Where do the speakers work? Number 54. Why does the woman say,
I'll probably have to work late tonight.
Number 55.
What does the woman say she has to do by tomorrow?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm the technician from Tilson's Electrical Service. Sorry I'm late. I couldn't find a parking space nearby, so I had to park my car several blocks from here. Are you the owner of the business?
Yes, I hope you didn't walk too far. So, I called you because the lights in this room aren't functioning. The lights should turn on automatically when people walk into the room.
Okay. Does anybody need to use this room today?
Well, I'm supposed to interview a job applicant after lunch, but I can conduct the interview in another room. So, please take your time.
Number 56. Why is the woman late? Number 57. What problem does the man mention? Number 58. What does the man say he will do after lunch? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Raj, I have a potential client on the phone from a real estate agency. I'm transferring her to you now.
Good morning. This is Raj from Secure Shredding. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm a real estate agent here in town, and I want to get rid of old documents, you know, with sensitive client information. Can you dispose of them?
Sure. Here's how it works. We come to your office with our special shredding truck. We collect the documents and shred them right on site.
How much would that cost?
It depends. Why don't I come to your office sometime next week and we can discuss the details?
Okay, I'm available next Tuesday.
Number 59. What business does the woman work for? Number 60. What does the woman want to do? Number 61. What will Raj most likely do next week? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Hello, I'm calling about becoming a member of your fitness center. I'm a flight attendant and I've just started working a route to and from this city.
So you don't live in this city?
No, I stay at a hotel. I'm only here on Saturdays and Sundays between flights.
Okay. Do you have any specific fitness goals in mind?
Actually, yes. I'm interested in working with a personal trainer.
No problem. We have a trainer who's here on those days. I'll set up an appointment for you to fill out the membership forms.
Number 62. What is the man's job? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Who will the man's trainer most likely be? Number 64. Why does the woman make an appointment for the man? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Welcome to Granger Furniture. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm looking for an adjustable desk. I want one that I can either stand at or sit at. Do you carry those?
Yes, we have desks like that in our office furniture department. Just go straight ahead past the cafe, and then you'll see a sign for office furniture. A salesperson there will be happy to help you.
Excellent. Before I go there, could you look at this discount coupon that I downloaded from your website? Can I use it?
Let me see. Yes, it's good on any purchase until the end of the month.
Thanks. That's what I wanted to know.
Number 65. Why is the man at the store? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Where does the woman direct the man to go to? Number 67. What does the man show the woman? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and web page.
Hi, Adam. Glad we could get together. So, how's work going?
Pretty well. The thing I like most about my job is how interesting it is. However, I really want to travel overseas for work, but my company doesn't have any international clients, so I'm starting to look for a new position.
You know, there's a new job search website I heard about called Employin.com. You can even use it to search by amount of travel required.
That's great. I'll take a look tonight. And how about you? How's work?
Actually, I'm planning on going into business for myself soon. Friday is my last day, and then I'll be my own boss.
Number 68. What does the man say he likes about his current job? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which job will the man most likely apply for? Number 70. What does the woman say she will do soon? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Max from Price Right Graphics. I'm calling to inform you that your printing order is ready for pickup. You can come to our store any time during our regular business hours, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. The itemized bill you requested has been sent to you by email. If you have the time, we would appreciate it if you could fill out a quick survey about our service on our website. Thanks for your business.